Saving Juneau, Canada buys D-Day beach property to halt apartment construction. By Chris Tomlinson on October 9, 2022. The Canadian government has invested around $4 million to partner with a local government to buy back beachfront land and prevent a building development at Juneau. The D-Day Landing Beach Canadian soldiers stormed in 1944. Canadian Veterans Affairs Minister Lawrence McCauley commented on Canada's move to stop the controversial development, saying, "Working with the French government and the town, we were able to stop it, and I am so pleased the land will be preserved for years to come." The story of Juneau Beach and the Battle of Normandy, and the brave folks who fought there, represent a vitally important chapter in our history. This agreement will safeguard and preserve this portion of Juneau Beach for future generations, he said. The site, which is next to the D-Day beach where 340 Canadian soldiers lost their lives on June 6, 1944, taking it from German forces, has been the scene of a two-year legal battle between a French property developer and the Juneau Beach Centre, a Canadian museum next to where the apartment complex was proposed to be built, CBC reports. Canada is working with the local government in Courseulles-sur-Mer to both reimburse the property developer and pay for the land, although how much the French are contributing is currently unknown. The mayor of Courseulles-sur-Mer, Anne-Marie Philippot, commented, "By purchasing this land in the Juneau sector, with the intent to make it available to Canadians, the elected officials of Courseulles-sur-Mer are continuing the commitment of the elected officials who, on November 10, 2001, made land available to the Juneau Beach Centre, in honor of all those who served in the Canadian military during the Second World War." Alex Fitzgerald Black, executive director of the Juneau Beach Centre, commented on the purchase of the land, saying it was really important to understand, especially in this part of France, adding, "In Normandy, you know, our museum directors are descendants of people who were liberated by Canadians, and they understand that history and they understand how important it is." Earlier this year, many of the last surviving veterans of the D-Day landings took part in the memorial event for their fallen comrades on June 6 and reflected on the current conflict in Ukraine. "Ukraine is a very sad situation. I feel sorry for the people there and I don't know why this war had to come. But I think the human beings like to, I think they like to fight. I don't know," 98-year-old U.S. D-Day veteran Charles Shea said. "In 1944 I landed on these beaches and we thought we'd bring peace to the world. But it's not possible," he lamented. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.